that's refreshing, just like Tea Life on TFM.
Konnichiwa, nice show TFM here, it's TB here. Okay, so if you love the traditional Teochew pan fried oyster or jian, then you have to try this recipe using only air fryer. So first, get some oysters, add in 50 grams of flour, one handful of spring onions, an egg, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 spoonfuls of fish sauce, and give everything a good mix. Now, what you're gonna do is get a piece of this parchment bowl, you know, house parchment paper, but this one is for air frying. Pour oil onto the parchment paper, pour in your oyster mixture, and air fry everything at 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. Flip it, take it out, flip it, air fry again for 10 more minutes, and your very own traditional Teochew air fry ojian is done. I can't wait to actually try this. Like, I love my ojian. I'm a Teochew. Like, you know, okay, there are two types of people who eat ojian, right? There's the crispy one, and there's also the one that prefers kind of like a not crispy, omelette style. I am the Teochew who loves the omelette style. I love it so much. So this is a recipe that I want to try, and you should try this well, TFM.
Life is never the same when TFM's Tea Life is here to make it all better.
I'm your host, Ayo, the night show on CFM. It's Oppa TP here. Now, for takoyaki lovers, it's not easy making your own takoyaki because of the flour mixture and then the skill it takes to turn them, to add the octopus. Like, it's a lot of complex process and you need the pan also, right? Well, why not try this simple takoyaki recipe then? The ingredients you need are chopped cabbages, mashed potatoes. Yes, we're using mashed potatoes, okay? Diced octopuses. You can get how many octopuses you want, and some seasonings. First, you're gonna add the cabbages, mashed potatoes, and diced octopuses together. Mix everything, season it with a little bit salt and pepper, and mix everything together. Next, you're gonna roll this mixture into balls, into tiny balls or big balls or medium balls, any sizes you want as long as you like them. Air fry them at 170 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. And your homemade easy takoyaki is done. You know, I would call this like a potato takoyaki, okay? It's, okay, not that authentic, but hey, it's gonna be delicious. And you know what you can do to spice things up again? Add cheese. When you're mixing all the ingredients together, add cheese, and you bite it, you have that cheese string thing. Oh my goodness, I'm salivating again, TFM.
Tea Life is where you learn to enjoy life.
Well, hello, hello, nice show TFM. Here, you're back with me, DB. So if you want some nuggets, but you don't want those frozen ones, well, try this recipe. Boil some potatoes. Yes, we're using potatoes again, okay? Boil them, mash them. Then you're gonna blend 1 chicken breast together with these mashed potatoes using a blender. Next, add 1 egg, 1 spoonful of oyster sauce, 1 spoonful of light soy sauce, 1 spoonful of flour, and 1/2 spoon of salt. Mix everything together by using your hands and shape them into any shape you want. This is the fun part you can do with your kids. Like, you can make it into oval shape, round shape, square shape, even any animal shape that you want, like if you're really that good. And then air fry them at 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes, flip it, and air fry again for 10 more minutes. And your homemade chicken nuggets are done. Like, I'd say these are healthier versions of nuggets because, you know, you don't know what the frozen nuggets are put into. And basically, people always say, oh, these frozen items, they use leftovers from this farm stuff and everything. So with this one, you know that it's nutritious, you know what you're put into, and it's more healthier as well. DFS.